Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight who have come to join us. We just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Thank you for joining us for this Prayer News Network Global. We're grateful to the Lord for bringing us here another day, another time. Amen, Jesus. We pray, people of God, that you had an awesome time in the service of the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We assemble ourselves here again just one more time on tonight, and we're so grateful. Again, we're thankful for each and every one of you coming to join us on tonight. We just want to ask you, if you will, to go ahead and invite someone else to come and be with you in the service of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, as you're coming in, amen, and taking your place, do invite someone else to come and be with you on tonight. Just invite someone. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, just each one reaching out for one. Amen, Jesus, or a group of people. Amen, or a ministry. Glory to God, bring them to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We're so grateful for this outreach ministry and all that the Lord has done and is doing. We thank the Lord on tonight for our leaders, all of our leaders. We bless the Lord for them. Amen. We glorify the Lord for each and every one of our leaders. Amen, Jesus, that the Lord, amen, how he has set gifts in the body. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord for that on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We do apologize. We were not able to hook up to our radio side on last night, amen, Jesus, but nevertheless, amen, we have that all worked out tonight, and we're so grateful that you've come back to be with us on tonight, amen. All of our international listeners, we thank God for you, amen, we do. We thank God for each and every one of you. Also, we want to just remind you that on Saturday coming, we'll be celebrating our two-year anniversary, and we just want you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be a part of the celebration. Tell them to come, invite them to come and be a part of the celebration with us on Saturday. Amen. I tell you, people of God, we did set it for 9, but we may have to change that to 8. Amen, Jesus. But we'll certainly get back with you to let you know, and also on our social media platforms, we'll certainly let you know. Amen. Just want to thank God for all of our leaders on tonight. Thank God for my leaders, Elena, Dr. S.C. James, and thanking them for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord for Apostle Samuel Huggins James and thanking him on tonight. Glory to God for, amen, Jesus, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him tonight. Glory to God for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. We just thank God for all of these leaders on tonight, people of God. And again, while you're coming in, go ahead and get your pen and your paper and get prepared on tonight for us to hear what the Lord has said. Amen. We're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We realize, amen, that, amen, everyone has been in service, some service, at some point on today, whether virtual or in person. Glory to God. So tonight, we purpose to not hold you long at all on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to get ready, get prepared on tonight to sanctify our lives. Amen, Jesus. And we're going to call, amen, Jesus, one of our prayer warriors to come and sanctify the line on tonight. Missionary Dorothy Fan, amen. If you will come tonight and sanctify the line for us on tonight, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought me liberty. I'll never know just how Christ came to love me so. He looked beyond all of my faults, and he saw my needs. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought me my liberty, and I'll never know just how Christ came to love me so. For he looked beyond all of my faults, and he saw my need. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day, Lord God, giving your name the praise, giving your name the glory, Lord, giving your name the honor. We come before you today, Lord God, saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us once again, Lord God.
The recording has started.
Jesus, Lord God, we come asking you, Lord God, just to have mercy upon us tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to forgive us, Lord God, for all the sin, Lord God, for all the iniquity, Lord God, all transgressions, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to look, Lord God, down us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, that entered into our mind that wasn't like you. We repent right now, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, with asking you to forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Asking you to move on this line tonight, Lord God. We asking you to sanctify us, Lord God. Clean us up, Lord God. Clean us up, Lord God. Make us worthy to come before your throne tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to move on each and every one, Lord God, that's come, Lord God, to the line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, because we need you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, realizing, knowing, Lord God, that we cannot make it without you. We come tonight, Lord God, realizing and knowing, Lord God, that we need a word from you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, just to come before your presence, Lord God, with thanksgiving in our heart. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for how you visit us on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in our services, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for never leaving us, Lord God, nor forsaking us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you, Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, on the speaker tonight, Lord God. Bless, Lord God. Bless your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that it may come forth, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and meet every last one of our needs on the line, Lord God. Some, Lord God, come looking, Lord God, for healing. Some come, Lord God, looking for salvation. Some come, Lord God, looking for comfort. But, Lord, we ask you right now to meet every need tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just to have your way, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done. Let your will be done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, lifting you up, Lord God. Lifting your name, Lord God. We come giving you the highest praise. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. We come to say thank you. We come to say we appreciate you. We come to say we love you, Lord God. We come, Lord God, saying we adore you, Lord God. Lord God, we come once again to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. We glorify you right now. We magnify you. We lift you up this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you to bless Evangelist Bradley, Lord God. Give us strength right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come once again asking you to meet every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We understand and know, Lord God, that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And we thank you right now for that, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for always being there for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. When we don't feel like we deserve it, Lord God, you still, Lord God, come and you still bless us in a way, Lord God. And we thank you for it, Lord God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And tonight, Lord God, we want to say thank you. Tonight, Lord God, we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Master. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name,
Hallelujah.
Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Master.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God, for he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. For the prayer on tonight. Glory to God. And we're just going to move right along. Amen. We're going to ask Sister Mary Holland if she will come with our scripture on tonight. Amen, Jesus, as we get ready, amen, to prepare for the word, amen, on tonight. Glory to God, Sister Mary.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer wars, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be coming from the first Psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Blessing to the readers and hearers and most of all doers of God's holy word.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we want to be that blessed people. Amen, Jesus. We want to be that blessed people meditating in his word day and night. Amen. Meditating so to the point that we become the word. Amen. This word that is living, this word that is true. Amen, Jesus. We want to become the living word of God. Amen. Because in the beginning was the word. Amen. And the word was God. Yes, sir. Amen. And we want to be that word. Amen. As the word was. Amen. In Christ in the beginning. Working, reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. He's reconciling us unto himself. Amen, Jesus, that we're no more two, but we're one. As he and the Father is one, amen, that we are one in him. Amen. Even talking about that abiding, amen, that the woman of God was talking about on the other night. Amen. That abiding. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we just, again, want to thank everybody. Thank everybody on tonight. Amen. For coming to join us. Glory to God. We're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen. But we're going to, amen, get right in the word. And we're so grateful. Amen. Again, we're rebroadcasting. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're, amen, trying to get that schedule lined up. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Just trying to outreach and get, amen, Jesus, our speakers, amen, to come to the platform. Amen. Glory be to God. But we realize everybody's schedule is full. Amen, Jesus. But tonight, people of God, we're going to be rebroadcasting again on tonight. We're so grateful to have a library. Amen. A library full of word, full of speakers. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, glory be to God, we are going to Chattahoochee. We're going to Chattahoochee, Florida. Amen. By way of Rosedale Church of the Living God. Amen. There's a woman of God there. Amen. Who has a sincere, a very sincere testimony of things that God has done for her. Amen. We're so grateful that she has graced our platform on several occasions. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, amen, Jesus, we're rebroadcasting, amen, Jesus, one of her messages, amen, that she has already come to bless the people of God with. People of God, we want you to receive on tonight none other than Evangelist Linda Murray. Evangelist Linda Murray. Let us receive her tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, ma'am, we can. Yes, ma'am. God bless you for that song of praise from the sister that really lifts my soul. Yeah, I give honor to the Most High God tonight, who is my life. I give honor to each and every one on the line tonight, all of the advisors, the pastors, all leaders, the people in other countries, my brothers and sisters, God bless. And to the visionary, my sister, my friend, lifetime friend, my cousin in the Lord, my cousin. I praise God for even for each and everyone who makes up this body of Christ tonight. I don't want to call names and leave out anybody. I just bless and praise God for you. Thank God for each and every one of you. And took the time out to come and break bread with us tonight. Mm-hmm. There's so many other things that you could have been doing, but praise God that you choose to come out and give God a little bit of your time on PUM. My scriptures tonight will be coming from Psalm 1, the 5th and 6th verse. Psalm 1, King James Version, the 5th and 6th verse. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And I'm also going to Isaiah 5:2. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth wide without measure. Their glory and their multitude and their pomp. And he that rejoices shall descend into it. Praise God. The word of the Lord is already blessed. I'm going into a word of prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, I come to you tonight asking, Lord God, that you will allow lender to decrease, and you get the increase, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I ask that you allow me to speak as the vessel that you are willing, vessel, Lord God, to be used by you, to be used for your honor and need for the master's use. Lord God, I ask that you just give me a word, a word and a word for your people, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Lord God. Night. My sisters and brothers, people of God, you know, it's no secret that we're living in the last evil days. We're living in the last and final days. But, and I know, you know, many may say that I've heard that since I was a little child, you know, grandmother and them said it, and granddaddy and them said it, and uncle and aunties and said it, and you know, still haven't happened yet. Then grandmama been there 20, 30, granddaddy been there 40 years and over 40 years, and still the earth is still standing. But I got news for you tonight. The end times are here. It don't take a rocket scientist. It don't take you don't have to have a PhD in psychology, or you don't have a master's degree. You don't even have to have a high school diploma to see that the end times, or the Bible, is fulfilling itself. And tonight, it seems as if people are living like they have no fear of God no more, that the love of God, a lot of people are living like the love of God has just white cold in the heart. The true love of God has this truly white cold in people's heart, and they don't fear God. And I thank God for, I truly thank God for my upbringing, because we were taught about hell. The older generation put the fear of God and the fear of hell, going to hell, in us. And many don't believe in hell. There's a lot of people nowadays that just don't even believe hell exists. And they don't believe that people are actually going to go to a hell. They don't believe there's such thing as hell, a place. You know, we hear Minister Bradley tells us about how hell wasn't made for God's people. He didn't make hell for his people. It was made for Satan and his fallen angels. And because mankind didn't want to do right, they became disobedient, stiff-necked, and don't want to obey God's commandments. They want to continue in their ways. So hell has enlarged herself. And I thank God once again for my upbringing, because the people, the way I came up, they taught us about hell. They taught us about hell. You know, it's barely time that you would go to church, and people didn't teach, or the preacher didn't teach, or preacher didn't mention hell. And it's not like that today. So many people don't believe hell exists, and that so many people don't believe that there is a place called hell. And yes, there is truly a place called hell, and many people are going to go there. And it's your choice. If I would give my message a topic tonight, I believe it's choose. Your choice. Where you want to spend eternity, that's your choice. Your choice. And the older generation would put the fear of God in us, and they would tell us about hell. Yes, they talked about God. He's a good God, and he is. He's a forgiving God. Yes, he is. And he's a just God, and he is also a God of judgment. If you live right, follow his commandments, heaven belongs to you. Just so you live, just so you die. I remember my Aunt Bessie, who died a few years ago, was 97 years old, and she always would tell us that. She died at the age of 97 years old, and she would always tell us, just so you live, just so you die. And that really, really always stuck with me. I remember her telling me that as just a little young girl. And I still held. I still held. And what inspired me, I think God gave me this ago in Chattahoochee, Florida, about 2 weeks ago. The lights went out, and the lights went out for about 3.5 hours. In the first couple of hours, it was kind of okay, but after that last hour and or so went down, it was extremely hot. I mean, it was hot. I got some ice water, and I got some fan and tried to fan myself and cool off a little bit. And after a while, the heat got so intense, I began to say, Lord, please let the light come back on. And while I was speaking that, the lights came back on. And when the lights came back on, I said, I just begin to clap my hands and just glorify God for the lights coming back on. And when I glorified God, I told him, I said, Jesus, I'm not going to hell. I promise you, I'm not going to hell. I said, Lord, I promise you I'm not going to hell, and I'm going to do better. I'm going to even do better than I've always done, because this heat was really intense, and it inspired me. I began to, I went to this chapter in Isaiah about how hell is enlarging itself and what it means. And to enlarge, it's making room. It's making room. It's enlarging. It's spreading. And that's because of the people who want to disobey God and don't want to walk in his precepts and don't want to walk in his statutes and just don't believe there is such a place. And, you know, in our church we sing a song saying that this is the dressing up room down here. You got to go to heaven from right down here. There is no detour. You got to leave. You got to live right. You got to treat everybody right. You got to love your sisters and brothers from right down here. A lot of people think that, I guess, once you get there, once you die and get before the Lord, then you can make that decision of where you want to spend eternity. No. You got to make that decision right down here. You got to go to heaven from right down here. So it's a choice. I remember many years ago, I was probably like in my 20s, I know, and it was in the middle of July, and it was very hot, and we was at a family gathering, and one of the people at the gathering began to have a conversation about how hot it was out there. And another person said to the other person that was complaining about the heat, said, well, yes, it's going to be hotter than this if you die and go to hell and if you burn up. And then another person, I was just listening to the conversation, another person who of another faith talked about how she don't know where to get that life from. There's no hell, no such place, and no such thing as people burning up. And she said that Jehovah is too good to send people, to let people burn up. And I just began to feel the thing. I said, well, Lord, I thank you again for my upbringing, that I was taught that it's your choice. Yes, he's a good God. Yes, he's a just God. That's why he gives us a choice of where we want to spend eternity. It's our choice. It's our choice. We choose. He gives us the open mind to do so. And it's not his will that any of us should perish and we all be brought to repentance. But we got to know that we choose whether we want to live right and rest in heaven with him or die and go to hell where the devil is. And it wouldn't be fair. It just wouldn't be right for a person who's working hard and doing all they can to do right and going through all of these trials and tribulations and weathering all these storms that the enemy tries to put on them, and they rest in the same place. It wouldn't be fair. It just wouldn't be fair. And I don't understand why people think like that, that there is no hell, but I tell you there's very much so, because I believe what the Bible says. I believe what the basic instruction before leaving earth teaches us, that there is a hell. Just as sure as there's a heaven, there is a hell. And my belief is truly that there is a heaven and there is a hell. And I don't want to go to hell. I want to go where Jesus is. I know all that I've been through. A lot of times we say it, I often say it myself, I've been through enough hell here on earth to not to die and go to hell. But no matter how we can think how bad a situation we are going through on this earth may seem to be, that no matter how bad it is, we can never compare to the badness of going to hell. Hell is described in Revelation as a lake of fire, burned eternity. You won't have a chance. I thought about it, so Lord, if I would mess around here and let my soul be lost for any reason, I can't get a glass of ice water in hell. I can't grab a fan in hell. And I thank God. I thank God. It truly grieves my spirit to think that people don't believe that there is a hell. And I just pray, my prayer is, Lord God, to open up their eyes and let them see and let them know that they need to live right, that we need to live right. We need to get it right, because time is winding down. Time is winding down. And I thank God for him giving us a choice of where we want to spend our days, our eternal days. I choose right. I'd rather choose heaven. I tell you, and you don't think about it, how fair would it be if I laid up here on my couch watching TV and the movies and eating popcorn and drinking soda, and someone else is getting up, going to work, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and getting ready to get on their job 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and they work all day long, putting in their hours, and to get their paycheck 2 weeks later or to get their paycheck 1 week later, and I go up there and I hadn't been doing nothing but sitting here laying on my couch watching television and eating popcorn or what have you. How fair would that be? Hadn't put in no hours. Be with our spirits in that same line, expecting, and they give me a paycheck too. That wouldn't be fair. And that's just the way it is about choosing what side you want to be on about going to heaven. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I choose the right. I thank God I choose to live right and do right. Do his will to the best of my knowledge. No, I'm not perfect. I haven't reached perfection. I'm still on this side. Yes, I made some mistakes and I still make some. But I thank God. I thank God that I'm trying my best to live as his word says, by his word to the best of my ability. That's why I repent daily. I repent daily, because sometimes there may be a thought that ran through your mind or what have you that wasn't pleasing in the Lord's sight. So you ask God for forgiveness. You have to repent. But how can I just thank God? I thank God. I thank God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God that you just can't live any sort of way just in and breaking his commandments and and rest in the same place that the people that's living right and doing right rest. You just can't break his commandments, and you know better. We know better. Some know better. There's some people who don't know better, I tell you, but those who know better will be whipped with many stripes, says the word of God. The way that I choose is not to be, do fair. Would it be fair to someone else, Lord God? Yes, I did, but to rest in the same place that righteous God, the righteousness of God, to rest in the same holy place, that there's going to be a separation. Yes, some might say, how can I get it together. Some may say, I can get it together in a moment of the twinkling of an eye. Yes, sometimes people have that chance. Oh, I got time to get it together. I'm young now, and I got time to wait. I can get it together. I'm going to wait until I get a little older to come to God. But, you know, when you pass by the cemetery, you see big graves, small graves, medium-sized graves. But you don't know. We don't know the hour of the day he's going to come back at us. So I would choose to get it right now while I still have a chance. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a choice. He gives us a choice. And it's up to us to make that choice. It's up to us to make the right lead in me. All of the days of my life, I haven't always been saved. But I thank God for saving me. I thank him for dying on the cross for me. And that is enough, I tell you, that is enough by itself to make us want to do right, And I'm thinking about that song years ago that Slim and the Supreme Angels sing about death and the beautiful lady. How when death came to see her and it came to get another person and the other person hit her and he told him to give her a warning before he come back to get her. And we're not going to always be like death and the beautiful lady, and we're not going to be always like the man who had the chance, like the man who hung on the cross, the thief that hung on the cross with Jesus, saying, Father, when you enter into your Father's kingdom, remember me. Yes, thank God that we sometimes have that chance. A lot of people have that chance. But if I was you, I wouldn't take that chance to wait. I wouldn't take time to wait. I would get it right now. I would get it right while I have a chance. I wouldn't wait and see if I'm going to be like this in the beautiful lady. Am I going to get old and have the sign of my hair turning gray and my teeth falling out and decaying, or my limbs getting weak, or what had I? Wouldn't take that chance. I give my heart to Jesus right now. I would give it to Jesus right now. And no matter how bad we can imagine in our minds, in our deepest thoughts, how bad we can imagine that hell is, and no matter how the Bible describes hell, is way beyond our wildest imagination. It's way worse than we could ever imagine it to be, even in our wildest imagination. It is way worse than it could be. We can imagine that it could be. And no matter how much in our wildest imagination that we can imagine heaven is way better than we can ever imagine it can be. You know, Tamela Mann sang the song, saying, I can only imagine what it would be like But I give before the King, and ask Him to. I can only imagine. I can only imagine getting in the worship position and being able to just worship Him day and night, just being before my King all the time. I just can only imagine. That's enough right there to make me want to get it right if I wasn't already, didn't I already have it right with God. The older generation, when they would teach us about hell, they would tell us, you know, you go stick your hand to that stove, that fire on that stove, and you see how hot that fire is, and you're able to take your hand back from that stove. You go put your hand to that fireplace or that heater, and you'll be able to snatch your hand back. But if you find here and lose your stove, and you won't be able in that lake of fire, when you're cast into that lake of fire, eternal damnation, you won't be able to take back your hand from that fire. You won't be able to get a drink of water. You won't be able to get no ice. You won't be able to be under air conditioning. But Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that there is a choice. There is a choice that we need to make right now for those who are not saved, who those that put, yes, hell is real. It is an actual place called hell. And the way I know is because the Bible says so. The Word of God says so. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Lord, we got to love. We got to love everybody, regardless of whether they're sinners or not. We got to love the sinner and hate the sin. That's what God did. He loves the sinner still, but He hates the sin. Mm-hmm. And He don't want to see none of us go to hell. He don't want to see none of us cast into eternal devil and damnation. And one of the things is that, like the Word of God said, my people perish. There's a lot of people perishing today because of lack of knowledge and understanding. I was watching TVN, and they had this young man that called in, and they were talking about being gay, that it was wrong, and they preached from some scriptures and telling it. And the young man called in crying because he said he didn't know it was wrong. He thought it was okay, that there was nothing wrong with it, that it was okay with it in God's eyesight. So that's why we have to just pray for one another. We have to pray for our loved ones who caught up in sin, that bound in sin and bound in these things that the enemy has held them captive in. We have to pray that they are loose from that bondage, because many are perishing because of lack of knowledge and understanding. They haven't heard the gospel. If they heard the gospel, you know, nowadays preachers don't preach, and preachers don't teach because they're afraid that they're going to lose a member or two. But I would rather, if I was a pastor of a church, I'd rather have 5 members that was living right and living holy than to have a church packed with people who's not living anything, that's on their way to hell. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And you have to be very careful. And I learned this through experience. You have to be very careful. Like the older generation would tell us, you be careful of who table that you eat from. Because not everybody that's crying, Lord, Lord, is truly Lord, Lord. I remember a few years back, and it ain't been many years, maybe like 3 years, to hear a lady that was pastoring in a church in Tallahassee, Florida, and it was a big congregation that she had for a long time. And it was on the news one afternoon that this lady had just stood up, and she told the congregation that she was an atheist, that she didn't even believe in God. And she's up there in the pulpit teaching people and what have you. And she said she didn't even believe in God. She just studied the Bible and decided that she would become a preacher. I don't know what inspired her to come confess and tell the people about her iniquity. Maybe she had made all the money she wanted to make a what, but I don't know her true, the story behind it, but I remember seeing it on the news. I can't remember in Barbados what she was, the reason that she came forward with and confessed to what she was. And another situation I remember, this was quite a few years ago, I was going, I went down to a revival that someone was running, and at this revival, I tell you, this person preached very, very well. I mean, they could preach the hair straight up on the roof of TV. I mean, preach, prophesy, and everything else, and do the word of God. I tell you, they preach. And I was telling one of my friends about it, and who's an evangelist, and she told me, she said, Linda, she said, I remember having a friend who went to one of those services, and she told me to tell you, you're going to see God is going to bring it to your mind when I tell you, but that person is transgender. It was a woman dressed up as a man, and she was up there preaching the word of God. And as she told me, God revealed, I could see what she was talking about. And I said, Lord, I tell you, every day, sunrise, shines, and sets. The first prayer when I get up in my devotional prayer, I ask God to give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word and of him, and give me discernment of spirit, and give me to drown out all distractions, and to drown out all distractions, and to drown out every spirit that is not of him, to let me recognize it. Because I tell you, people are bold now. They don't have the fear of God in them. They think that they'll get up and do everything and anything they think and bad enough to do. Yes, Lord God, I tell you, that really stirred my spirit. And I thank God for PNN. I thank God for being able to come on this line and know that I can hear some real, true men and women of God. And I don't have to have any doubt in my mind about them. And I praise God for that. And they're concerned about the souls of people. They're concerned about the lives of people. And I just thank God. I thank God for what he is in my life. I thank God. That we all can say like the psalmist said, ooh, I was on my way down. My feet had weighed me slipped. And I was on my way down to a horrible pit. But the Lord, yeah, set my feet on a rock and established my going. When we was all on our way, we all could have lifted up our eyes in the devil's hair. The Lord saved us and delivered us from all out of our midst. And I thank God for delivering me. I thank God for delivering you. I thank God for delivering the people who are the unsaved, Lord God. And I'm praying that the unsaved will get saved, that you will open up their eyes and let them realize that there is a place called hell and there is a place called heaven. And it's your choice. It's your choice to choose where you want to spend eternity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord. I pray that I've said something to encourage your heart, that has been inspirational and food for thought. I bless God for his word, and I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for saving my soul from hell. For I said again, Lord, I promise you that I will not go to hell. And I'm praying that hell will not have to enlarge itself anymore than it already has. I'm praying for my family for all my sisters and brothers in Christ, that they would turn around, those who were not saved, that they would turn around. They would turn around and get it right before it's too late. Because we're truly living in the last days. Truly living in the last days. And I thank and I praise God for you tonight, people of God. I thank and praise God for you. Bless. Evangelist Bond.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Tonight. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Evangelist Linda Murray. Amen. Thank you tonight for the word. Amen. To letting us know. Amen. She let us know we have a choice. Glory to God. We have a choice. Amen. Heaven or hell. Amen. She made it so plain. Amen. To where to my hell. Amen. To where, amen, they just have to say the word. Amen. Fire, you burn forever and ever and ever. Amen. Glory to God. And no one can help. Amen. That would just put fear in us. Amen. We say we don't want to go to hell. Amen. Afraid to go to sleep at night. Amen. But tonight, today, these days, amen, you can preach to your eyeballs fall out. Amen. You can say it. Amen. Read it. Praise God. Amen. And she say, amen. Glory to God. They don't take it. They think it's a play thing. Amen. They'll say the word. Amen. At that scale, yeah, I like to know what I'm living in now. Amen. You have not even touched the surface yet. I don't want to go. I do not want to go. Amen. And I'm not planning on going. Glory to God. Amen. Evangelist Murray, praise God. Amen. Thank you tonight for the word. Glory to God. Amen. The choice is yours tonight. Amen. For the word said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Glory to God. Amen. I choose Jesus tonight. I choose heaven. Glory to God. Amen. Evangelist, amen. Murray tonight, amen. We're going to ask you to come back, amen, to the platform, amen, to extend, amen, glory to God, amen, extend to them, amen, invitation, amen, the prayer, amen, for salvation, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, amen, that they don't want to go to hell, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen, to know, amen, hell is hot, hell is real. Glory to God, amen, and actually, praise God, amen, to also, amen, glory to God, to take the prayer request, amen, for any sickness, amen, for hallelujah, amen, need one more prayer tonight for, amen, for the family members, just however, praise God, amen, we're going to turn it back over to you, Evangelist Murray, God bless you.
God bless. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes. Is there anybody out there tonight that may be listening that is not saved and want to be saved? And come on over to the platform side and we will pray with you that your soul won't be lost if you know that your soul is in danger of hellfire. Press star 6 and come on over to the platform side to need salvation. Anyone out there, star 6, come on over to the platform side.
No one's on the platform, Evangelist. You can go ahead and move forward, if you will.
Okay. Is there anybody out there tonight who would like to request prayer on behalf of themselves or behalf of them, others, a family member, or someone sick, or what have you, over tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, this is Gwen. Thank you, Leslie.
Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not know your PIN, please enter pound or hash.
Okay, I would like to request prayer for myself.
Thank you.
For anything in my body that is not physically right, for him to heal that, for him to give further strength in him. Also, my mom is scheduled to have a knee surgery coming up Monday, and I would just like to request prayer for that, for him to be in the operating room with her throughout that process and throughout the healing process as well. Brother Vernon Jackson, for his strength, physical strength, after his W application, and just for anybody in the sick and shut in list to give them the strength they need to get through, all the ladies at the Work Relief Center as well. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Gwen.
Thank you.
Yes. Hello? Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, woman of God. This is Evangelist Everett from Jacksonville. My prayer request, God bless you. My prayer request is for the Carter family and the Quinn family. A young man passed away today from COVID, and his name was George Quinn. His wife's name is Nancy Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N. And, of course, her mother name is Carter, and she's, one of the mothers of the Church of Our Ministry, in our ministry, rather. And so please pray for that family, and I'm requesting prayer for the leaders of the body of Christ.
Okay.
And my family as well.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else tonight with Christian prayer?
There was another caller. You can come back to the platform.
Praise
if you God. Would. There you are. God bless you.
Yes, I'd like to ask prayer for my cousin Lois. They had to put her in the hospital this evening, and she has pneumonia.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Fan, and I was requesting prayer for my husband that God would give him strength in his body and also for salvation. Thank you so much.
Is there anyone else tonight? Chris Darcy can come on over to the platform.
You guys, so sorry, I apologize for coming on Gwen again. This is Gwen. I would like to request prayer for one of my friends, Bobby Carver, who is in the hospital with a touch of pneumonia. They're running various tests, trying to run different antibiotic treatments and see what they can do for it. So I would like to request prayer for him as well. Thank you.
You said Bobby Carter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Liz.
Woman of God, God bless you again. Would also like to ask that we, for one of our songbirds, Sister Clarissa Lowe Johnson, just want to pray for her and her condition in her body. So we want to pray, healing and that the Lord would strengthen her in this hour as well.
Okay.
Anyone else tonight requesting prayer? Would there be another?
looks like the platform is free, woman of God.
Okay. Go ahead and begin. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you tonight, Lord God. We come to you glorifying you, Lord God. Our most gracious and eternal Father, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God. We come before you thanking you, Lord God. Before we even ask of you, Lord God, we come thanking you, Lord God, knowing that these prayer requests, these petitions are already answered. Lord God, we come asking you, Lord God, tonight. Tonight, Lord God, we come asking you, Lord God, to bless Sister Gwen. Continue to bless her, Lord God. Continue to give her strength, Lord God. Continue to bless her body, Lord God. We lift her up before you, Lord God. Lord God, continue to bless the women at the Work Relief Center, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're even working or working in them rest where they are, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the Work Relief Center, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, for what the enemy meant for bad, Lord God, you're turning around for the good. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in their lives, Lord God. We thanking you, Lord God, for strength in all of their lives, Lord God. Oh, we thanking you for the turnaround, Lord God. We thanking you, Lord God. We thanking you, Lord God, that they won't leave the same way they came, Lord God. Go higher in you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and they will stay, Lord God. They will stay in you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we come at them. That you touch Mother Reed, Lord God. You be with her, Lord God, as she go into the hospital room, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you are the great physician, Lord God. You be in there, Lord God, as they open up those knees and operate on those knees, Lord God. Oh, you touch them with your nails, God, hands, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that the healing has already taken place, Lord God. And we continue to lift up Brother Bobby Carter, Lord God. We lift up Vernon Jackson, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for him, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you touch, Lord God. Move in the bodies, Lord God, as only you can, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that it's already done, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we lift up the Carter and the Quinn family, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you send comfort, Lord God, in their hour of sorrow, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we know that you are the comforter, Lord God, that you will comfort them, the Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the comforter, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Send peace to their troubled mind, Lord God, right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you take them through this time of bereavement, Lord God, and you give them strength that only you can give, Lord God. And, Lord God, we pray for our leaders all over the world, Lord God, all over the country, Lord God, in every country, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we pray for our leaders, Lord God. Oh, that you would strengthen them, Lord God, as they carry out your work, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, it's not an easy task, Lord God. God, we need to come by your strength, Lord God. Oh, you strengthen them, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you strengthen us. Oh, Lord, you continue to strengthen Evangelist Evers in her family, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, bless that great woman of God, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to bless her, Lord God. Continue to bless her going out and her coming in, Lord God. Everywhere her feet should tread, Lord God, in her family, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you pour out your oil upon her right now, Lord God. You continue to pour out your oil right now, Lord God, on her, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we looked up Lord, Lord God, in the hospital, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Prayer can go where we can't go, Lord God. So we send your prayer, Lord God. We send the prayer. We send the word of God. Oh, Lord God, into the hospital room, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, touch Lord's daughter, Lord God, right now with those nails, God, hands in yours, Lord God. We bind and rebuke the sickness, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke the pain right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up Sister Fan, Lord God, who's standing in the gap for her husband, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, save him, Lord God. Heal him, Lord God. Touch him, Lord God. Oh, deliver him, Lord God. We claim it done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, save in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We believe in that it's already done, Lord God. We're going to still turn around. We're going to still a big turnaround right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up Sister Clarissa, Lord God.
Oh, Lord God, we let you reach your nails, God, hands right now, Lord God. Move upon our body right now, Lord God. Lord God, you say that all sick and evil is of the devil, Lord God. We rebuke the enemy's plan right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for her body, Lord God. We speak healing right now, Lord God, in your son Jesus' name. We speak it right now, Lord God. You said in your word that anything we ask according to your will, Lord God, it will be done. And we believe that it is your will that healing takes forth, Lord God. And these people who asking for healing, asking for to be saved, Lord God, it's not your will that anybody should perish, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to save the one that's closest to hell, Lord God. Save them, Lord God. Turn them around right now, Lord God, and you do it for your glory, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you right now, Lord God. We lift up your holy name, Lord God, and we give you all the glory and honor and praise right now in your son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. It's so healed, so it's already done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. It's already done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's already done. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I dare you to shout, I believe God.
Hallelujah.
I believe God. Amen. God, regardless of the outcome, I believe God. I believe him. I believe it. Amen. Glory to God. I believe him tonight. Amen. Glory to God. That there is a way that seems mighty sweet. Amen. But glory to God. Nobody want to get on. Amen. Glory to God. Everybody want to get on Hollywood Boulevard, but nobody want to get on. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Holy Boulevard, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a way that seems right. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. That's the amen. Glory to God. The straight and the narrow. Glory to God. Amen. Everybody looking for the broad.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The straight and the narrow. Amen. Is the way. Glory to God. Amen. I believe God tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you again. Amen, evangelist. Amen, Murray. Tonight, amen. The bottom of my heart gave it, praise God. Amen, the word tonight. Amen, glory to God. Nobody should leave this line tonight. Amen, wondering and pondering which way should I go. Glory to God. Amen, the roadmap is already been. Amen, she laid it out there. Amen, gave us, amen, the right way to go. Amen, glory to God. How to get there. What would happen, praise God, if you don't go that way? What would happen if you don't go this way? Amen. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Amen. The choice is up to you and I tonight. Amen. So again, I want to say we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For the word, the song. Amen. Glory to God. Everything that has taken place. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Just knowing, praise God, the Holy Ghost is here. Glory to God. And I praise the Lord tonight, amen, just in the vision on the word of God, amen, thanking, amen, glory to God. I want to make sure, amen, glory to God, if I am saved, amen, I never will be getting saved right now, amen, right now. And if I praise God, amen, I ask the Lord, yet still, amen, by myself, saying, Lord, if I ain't saved, forgive my grandma, but if I ain't saved, save me, Lord. Save me. Glory to God. Amen. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to lose. Amen. When I wake up, amen, I see Jesus' face. I want to see it in peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. So much has been said tonight. Praise God. Amen. With the word of God on tonight. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, that you, yes, you, amen, can get a copy, amen, amen, of the service on tonight. Glory to God, amen. Want to listen to it again and again and again and again, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This word, amen, that has been going forth would make you sick. Amen. And that's what it's all about. Amen. Not just on you just to be saying something. Amen. Like we don't have anything to do or they don't have anything to do. Praise God. Amen. But giving us the word to make sure, amen, make sure, amen, that we got all that we need. Amen. When we get ready to take our trip. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we get ready to see Jesus, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Because it's going to come a time. Amen. As my pastor preached. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So many times. Praise God. I heard him. Praise God. And others speak. Praise God. He's coming back up again. Glory to God. Amen. That seems important now. But it's coming back up again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to need this word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To where? Amen. The song said, take the Lord with you everywhere you go. Everywhere. Why? Because you're going to need him. You're going to need him everywhere you go. Amen. But let me give you some numbers to where you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Praise God. Amen. So you can share it with friends, with families. Amen. And when you got your quiet time, amen. Just go back and listen to it again. Amen. Listen to it again tonight. Glory to God. Amen. When everybody's going to sleep, amen. If you're like me, you're the only one that's up. Listen to it again. Glory to God. Amen. And see, amen, what the word, amen, and what, amen, evangelist, amen, is telling us tonight. Amen. But the number is 912-257-3918. Amen. And we have another number. Amen. And that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Want to make sure that you get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. To let us know, praise God. Hallelujah. Good news. Amen. It's on PNN. Amen. The Prayer News Network. Amen. I told you, you won't leave this place the same way you came. Amen. Yet, praise God, rejoicing. Amen. In Jesus. Amen. Because of what? The word. Amen. Glory to God. And nothing like, amen, the good news tonight. What is the good news? The gospel. Amen. Of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what it's about. Hallelujah. Amen. The good news. Hallelujah. Amen. The song said everything is going down, but the word of God. Glory to God. And we thank God tonight for you. Amen. Again, amen to the host, amen, the visionary, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. As the prayer went forth, amen, tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Believe it. Glory to God. Amen. Pray for one another. Amen. And just know, hallelujah, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Hallelujah. Amen. And just say, praise God. Amen. COVID has not gone anywhere. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? God ain't either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The same God. Amen. That healed you. Same God. Amen. That healed me. Glory to God that brought us out. Amen. When we couldn't see our way. Amen. So we ask you, praise God. Amen. To just, amen, continue, praise God. Amen. To be safe. Glory to God. Amen. But I tell you what, we serve a God that is able. We serve a God. Amen. That, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. His name is above. His name is above COVID. His name is above any disease, any plague. Glory to God. Amen. We serve a God, and he's a merciful God. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Because he is God. Amen. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For what he's doing, what he has done. Amen. And we thank the Lord. Amen. For who he is. Hallelujah. What he brought us from. Amen. But be sure, praise God. Amen. Tell somebody. Amen. And share with friends, neighbors. Amen. To tune us in, praise God. Amen. On the Prayer News Network every night at 9 p.m. Amen. For good things, good news. Amen. It's happening right there. Amen. For souls are being saved. Amen. For, amen. It's just said, praise God. Souls of amen. They're rededicating their life back to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we praise the Lord for that. Amen. And that's what it's about. Souls being saved. Amen. Trying to reach the lost souls. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm just so happy and grateful tonight for what he's doing, what he has done, and what he's getting ready to do. Praise God. Amen. Because we serve a great big God tonight. Amen. And you want to say, amen, Evangelist Bradley, thank you again. Amen. For, amen. Amen. For letting us, amen. Glory to God, be the co-host on tonight. We enjoy. Amen. I love my P and his family tonight. Praise God. Amen. Don't know all by name, but I love you. Glory to God. And I thank the Lord. Amen. I've come too far to turn around. Amen. We'll take nothing for our journey now. Amen. So let's pull together. Glory to God. Pray for one another. Amen. We are more than conquerors when we come together. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift up one another. Amen. Glory to God. And I just believe the word tonight, amen, to know, praise God, amen, the choice is yours tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we want to say we thank the Lord for our speaker on tonight, our songstrick. God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to, amen, get ready, praise God, amen, to ask, amen, the woman of God to come back, praise God, amen, to the line, amen, and to close us out, amen. Then after that, praise God, amen. We're going to ask, amen, Evangelist Bradley, amen, to open up the line, amen. Glory to God, where we can just shout, amen, and give God some praise. I know you're holding on, and I know you're waiting to get it out. Hallelujah, amen, to give the Lord the praise, amen, because he's worthy and he's due the praise, amen. But before that, we're going to pray, amen, for the woman of God. Glory to God, amen, because she pulled out, praise God, amen, what the Lord, amen, has given her tonight. Glory to God, amen. We want to know that we appreciate you tonight, praise God, amen. And we ask for all one, amen, every heart, amen, turn. Praise God to the evangelist tonight. Our Father and God, we thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank the Lord for what our ears have heard. Lord, and we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, because, Lord, you give us a choice. You said in your word, choose ye this day. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To make our mind up. Glory to God. It's Baal, be Baal, be Baal. But if you, praise God, hallelujah, be God. Hallelujah, then choose. In other words, make up your mind. And, Lord, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah, because our choice is you tonight. Glory to God. You're the right choice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Because you said in your word, hallelujah, glory to God, Lord, that you we are new creatures, glory to God, and walking in the newness of life, Lord. And we thank you tonight, Lord, and we ask you to bless the speaker tonight, oh God. Bless her. Hallelujah. Strengthen her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Meet every need in the name of Jesus. Hear our heart desire. God, bless our family tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Open up doors, oh God, that men have shut. In the name of Jesus, God, renew her, revive, restore, God. For we ask you tonight, hallelujah, bless her going out, bless her coming in the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah, we'll forever give you praise. Keep her under your blood in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you and we praise your name and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Murray, praise God. Amen. Amen. I don't know where she's gone. Amen. But come back on tomorrow night. Amen. At 9 p.m. Amen. Same place, same time. Well, we're going higher and higher. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Good news. PNN. Prayer. Network. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen on tonight. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Williams. Amen. Murray. I'm sorry. Amen. If not, praise God. God. Amen. She probably has gone. Amen. But we're going to ask Amen, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. If you will open up the line. Amen. Tonight. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're to give God some praise. Amen. Tonight. God bless you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed night. God bless you.